James Carlton, how are the papers covering the leaders' debate?
Well, they don't reckon there's a knockout vote, KO, but perhaps on consensus appoints decision to the challenger, the leader of the opposition, Tony Abbott. It all depends, of course, on who you ask and how you ask. We can hear, first of all, Kevin Rudd's closing remarks in the debate.
What I've tried to outline tonight is some of the actions we've taken so far to secure our future, how we've kept the economy strong despite the financial crisis, how together with businesses, big and small, we've added nearly 1 million jobs, and how we sought to support families facing cost of living pressures, how we've invested in early childhood education, new libraries in our primary schools, new language and science centres in our high schools, trades training centres, and now with nearly 190,000 more kids in university than when we first came to office.
That's the 30-second grab from the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. He chose to speak first in the debate after winning the toss, so the final remarks went to Tony Abbott. Let's hear 30 seconds from him.
I believe that our best years are ahead of us, but not if we have another 3 years like the last six. So I am ready, my team is ready, our plans are ready, our nation is ready. And it's now up to you to choose real change, to choose a strong and united government with a clear majority in the parliament.
Tony Abbott, now to the editors. The Canberra Times, Abbott shades Rudd in a leadership showdown. The Melbourne Herald Sun, trust me, Abbott urges fresh start for Australia. The Hobart Mercury calls it the big pitch. Rudd and Abbott go head to head. The Adelaide Advertiser, leaders play safe in debate. The Australian, a night of waffle, scare campaigns and cost evasion. Well, asking an editor who won the debate is about a scientific is that worm or the Twitter response. But for what it's worth, The Age does break down those results. ABC viewers via Twitter said Rudd won by more than 2-1. Channel 9 said Rudd won 59-41. Channel 10 said Rudd won 61-39. So strong results there. Channel 7 the exact opposite. Tony Abbott won 68-32.
How can that be?
Well, just random noise with unrandomly selected samples, I suppose. The one poll where we do get a bit more scientific are things like News Poll, Galaxy and Nielsen. And an all-important News Poll is out tonight. Doesn't cover the debate result, but the days preceding that during the campaign. And it's bad news for Labor. Abbott cements lead as Rudd slips. News Poll has coalition in election winning position as ALP primary vote sinks to 35%. What happens was the Liberal vote stayed the same. Liberals up 2 to 46, Labor down 2 to 35, but with the Greens vote going up, the two-party preferred has stayed the same. That's 52 to 48 after preferences. Still in close territory and still way ahead of what it was under those Julia Gillard polls, but that wouldn't be enough to win those Queensland seats and get across the line, Fran.
You can't win an election with a primary vote of 35, can you?
I think that's
a fair point to say. I mean, that's the long and the short of it.